Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on the 24th of November 2020 and is entitled The Devourers. I was reading yet another lament at the death of a much-loved publication because advertising doesn't work anymore, and they couldn't execute the pivot to subscription. Fewer and fewer can, which is a link to an article I wrote about the difficulty of pivoting to subscription. Ads no longer work because of the Google-Facebook duopoly. Suddenly I was thinking, this reminds me of something. After wandering the dusty back corridors of memory, I came up with names that will be familiar to a few oldsters, Fofford and the Grey Mouser. No, really. And here we have a picture of Fantastic magazine from August of 1960-something. Very cheesy indeed, and somewhat sexist and racist. Our heroes. Fofford and the Grey Mouser, heroes both, appeared in stories written by Fritz Leiber between 1939 and 1988. That's a lot of years. This is classic sword and sorcery stuff with all the usual flourishes. Yes, they're sexist as hell, see the cover above, but not racist, despite the cover. In my youth, few fantasy worlds, and I visited a lot, offered me more pleasure. It's easy to understand why. The sword fighting is tasty, the sorcery is richly painted, and our two heroes are the most charming rogues imaginable. Also, none of the stories take themselves seriously in the slightest. For a combination of adventure, treachery, and laugh your face off, you just can't beat my favorite story in the series, Lean Times in Lechmar, featuring that down-on-his-luck deity Isak of the Jug. You'll notice that I haven't linked to any opportunity to buy these stories. If you want to, it's not hard. Fofford and the Mouser have been anthologized any number of times, and bootleg versions are out there. But I recommend dropping by your local library and checking a few out. After all, Fritz died in 1992 and doesn't need the money. The Devourers. They are the villains of a story entitled Bazaar of the Bizarre, first published in 1963. They arrive in the mighty and degenerate city of Lanchimar and set up an attractive storefront in the Plaza of Dark Delights. It turns out they're from another universe and are described thus. The Devourers are the most accomplished merchants in all the many universes, meaning simply that they sell and sell and sell, sell trash and take good money and even finer things in exchange. They want all their customers reduced to a set of slavish and submissive suggestibility. Eventually, the Devourers' customers will have nothing wherewith to pay the Devourers for their trash. Fofford and the Mouser end up tasked with expelling the Devourers. It turns out that the brightly lit shop is full of exquisite and wonderful books and jewels and telescopes and pretty girls in cages, which are revealed when Fofford dons the veil of true seeing to really be noise and rotting rubbish and giant spiders. The Mouser, without the advantage of the veil, is being led to his doom by the illusion. Then the iron statue awakens and, anyhow, go read it if you want. The Devourer Duopoly. Well, that's what Facebook and Google are. They will sell ads to target any conceivable human interest, not on the quality publications that care about that interest, but on random lowest possible cost sites that are visited by what ad tech guesses is the same audience. I've linked to this before, but the best description of how this works is in Data Lords, The Real Story of Big Data, Facebook, and the Future of News, that's a link, obviously, by Josh Marshall. Like the Devourers in Lankmar, they will suck out the profit and the life from all the publishers with heart and replace them with ad tech, which I'd argue proffers the same kind of trash the Devourers in the story sell. And like the Devourers, they're destroying the ecosystem that they're farming. Eventually, all the quality storytelling on the internet will retreat behind the paywalls of the very few operations that can manage the pivot to subscriptions, which, among other things, leads to a future where, link, the truth is paywalled but the lies are free. Not exactly what our society needs right now. The difference is that, unlike the Devourers, Facebook and Google can't skip off to another universe after they've finished despoiling this one. That's why busting them up and slapping a fierce regulatory framework on ad tech is among the single most important policy moves that our governments ought to be getting to work on, and I mean right now. Because there are no vagabond swordsmen with wizardly mentors coming to clean out today's Devourers. Not that that wouldn't be cool. That's all, folks.